Bro Code, written by Kendall Ryan, narrated by Jacob Morgan and Ava Erickson. Chapter 1. Barrett. It's been a long time since I've been back to my hometown for a visit. Nothing about the bar has changed since college, and when Nick comes around the table with a couple of beers, the first sip tastes just like when I was 21. Well, 20 with a fake ID, but this place is way too small for anyone to really care. "Drink up, bro," Nick says, placing a pint of beer in front of me. We've been best friends since the second grade, and little has changed between us in all that time. "I'll get us something stronger once we're back at the house." My heart almost stops before starting again. "I can't stay with your parents, dude. I'll just find another hotel. One that isn't experiencing a water main burst." Nick shakes his head. "I already called my mom. She insisted that you stay, said she'd already changed the sheets in my old room." Damn it. The beer I just swallowed sits uneasily in my stomach. I certainly don't want to impose, and the nearest hotel is 30 miles away, but I can't let Nick know the real reason why I can't crash at his parents' house for the weekend. I can't stay there, and I definitely can't tell him why. "How's work, man?" He reaches for the basket of bar snacks and takes a big handful. "I'm surprised you had the time to make it down here." I shrug. "Work is going well enough that they weren't worried about giving me the time off." I'd been looking forward to the week back home ever since Nick invited me to his father's retirement party. And since Mr. Saunders was pretty much the only dad I knew growing up, I told him I wouldn't miss it. That and the chance to just relax and get away from the city was a welcome distraction. I haven't taken any time off in the past 2 years, and I called in a bunch of favors to be here this week, but it's worth it. I'd expected to crash at my mom's place, but she waited until I was halfway through the drive here to tell me that the house was already full. I'd gone to the one hotel in town, only to find it closed for repairs brought on by water damage from a pipe bursting last week. My mother has always done her best, but after she remarried, the kids that came after put me on the sidelines at home. It put a fire under my ass, enough to get an athletic scholarship for college and remold my dreams into going to law school. I passed the bar on my first try and hit the ground running, racking up hours at one of the biggest corporate law firms in Chicago. And now, at 30, I have a new target, making partner and eventually getting my name etched on the door. "Still, I appreciate you coming down. Since my divorce, my parents have been on my back 24/7. The split wasn't pretty. He'd only been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?